Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm all transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Amazing, fabulous Thursday, and today is going to be more amazing than ever. I am Sammy Brooks, the host of Webcamming with Sammy and Sage Montana. You know, I will never, I say this every time, but I just cannot help but to do that just because I love to do it. I'm a dork, so it is what it is. Everybody will just have to get used to it.
everybody will get used to it.
Yeah, they're just going to have to. If they don't, then screw them. They can just put a butt plug in their ass or something. Oh, whoops, did I say that? I just said that. So, Sexy Sage, how are you? How's your weekend, darling?
It's good. I'm actually sitting in the hair salon right now getting my hair cut and colored.
Nice. What color are you going this time? Are you changing it up or are you still doing the same color? Yeah.
No, I'm going red, like real
you're
red.
Real red?
I chopped off a lot.
Oh, like my gosh.
Yes, like they put it in a ponytail and chopped it. There's more in my ponytail than on my head right now.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait to see it. That would be like me going to my hairdresser and saying, do not put my hair extensions back in because I just want something different. Everybody
I know, I had to close my eyes. Yeah, I closed my eyes. I was like, oh, God, just do it quick.
Oh, my gosh. Or that would be like us taking our tits off and going on cam.
Yes.
Everybody would freak the fuck out.
I know. I know. But I needed it. It's too hot here in Vegas in the summertime to have
okay,
super
I was
long
just
going
to ask you. I was just going to ask you, before we get to our yumminess of our sexy guest that we have coming up here in a few minutes, how hot is it in Vegas right now? Because it is freaking smoldering in San Diego right now.
Right now, actually, surprisingly, it's only 51 degrees. We've
oh
had
my gosh,
some,
can I,
yeah, we've had
I'm
some, like, cloudy days. Come to
I'm
me,
coming to
darling.
You. I am, seriously. It is 95 degrees here right
now. Oh, my,
now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's high is like 69.
Imagine that, 69.
Right. But that's the high for us here in Vegas right now, so.
Oh, my laughs are 8 minutes wider than a 69er.
Yep.
Oh,
what are
my
the
God.
Odds?
Well, I love it. Well, I want to announce to everybody that we have the absolute beautiful Miss Velvet Sky, who is a Canadian MILF. I mean, she's absolutely wonderful, amazing, sexy, fun. And if you guys don't know who she is, then I'm going to come through the internet and I'm going to kick all your asses. So
yes.
She's going to be on here in a few minutes. But while Sage is finishing getting her hair cut off and colored, or wait, she already got it cut off. While she's finishing getting it colored up, because she's at the salon getting all pampered right now, I'm going to let Miss Sexy Angela do the Dollhouse Radio announcement. And when we come back from these announcements, we've got Miss Velvet Sky coming on live to you here on Dollhouse Radio. All right, Miss Velvet and Miss Sage Fontana, we'll be right back
woo-hoo.
After these announcements.
All right.
Love it.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's B-R-I-A-N, dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Interested in joining the Dollhouse Radio family? We are looking for an in-studio co-host in the NYC area. Must know pop culture and entertainment gossip. We are also looking for a co-host for Beauty and Beats airing every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Must have lots of personality, have a love for beauty and fashion, knowledge of music culture is a plus. Email dollhouseradio@gmail.com for more information. Got a hot morning show idea? Email your concept to dollhouseradio@gmail.com and you might be the next Dollhouse Radio show on our roster. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Lurie, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Coming this spring, Launchpad Radio returns, hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Well, thank you, Miss Sexy Angela. Thank you so much. Sage, tell them not to mess up
yes.
your hair or I'm going to come to Vegas and kick their asses.
Sure. They're doing a pretty good job. There's a team of
all
them
right.
working it out. So.
Nice. Right. Oh, wait. I don't have to worry about me coming and kicking asses. I mean, shit, you have your own boxing studio, for Pete's sake.
There we go.
You'll be able to. There you go. So without further ado, I have Miss Velvet Sky, who is coming in here in a few seconds, and we're going to have some fun with her. And Sage, I hope you have some, you know, yummy questions for her, because this is going to be fun and amazing. So, here she is, the yummy, yummy Miss Canadian Milk Velvet Sky. Are you there, darling?
I'm here. Hello.
Yay! How are you?
Hi, I'm awesome. Thank you. How are you guys? You two
oh,
sexy hotties.
Oh, my goodness. So, Miss Velvet, are you up in Canada or are you down here right now?
Right now, I am actually enjoying the Florida sunshine. I just had enough of the Siberian cold winter that Toronto was in. So I said, that's it. We're packing up and going south.
Oh, wait. Did you say Siberian or Siberia?
Siberian.
I just heard her say she was going south.
Oh my god! I love it.
I can say, have Sibian will travel.
Right? Seriously. There you go. That's the best thing about our job. We can take our toys and our webcam, and we can travel anywhere we want to.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
absolutely.
When you do travel, do you take your dildos on the plane?
I took them with me once, and I just go with carry-on. So they always give me the look, because usually all I have in there is shoes and dildos. And I think they're almost too scared to open up my luggage.
Kind of,
oh, my gosh. Well, you're lucky.
Oh, wow.
It goes to the X-ray machine, and then they look, and then I can see them. They just kind of look at me, and they look away really fast, like they don't even want to make eye contact.
Okay, you know what's funny is, whenever I go through the airport, and because I always have my carry-on, and I always, for some reason, my toys are always in my carry-on. Because if anything was to ever happen, and I lost my luggage, I don't want to lose my toys, because that's how I work. But if it's a woman, they always pull me to the side and they open up my carry-on. But if I'm going through and the guys see it, they just let me go straight through. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. The girls are probably seeing what you've got that they need to put on their to-buy list.
Right.
Right?
They're like, ooh, I need to add to my wish list.
Yeah, I need that. Quickly.
Oh, my gosh. You are so fun. And I will say that, Ms. Velvet, you are so sexy and yummy. I was stalking a bunch of your pages, like your Facebook and your Instagram, and you are just so down to earth and fun. Like, you are.
Thank you.
Really, you're so normal. It's amazing. I love it. Well,
normal,
you're my
in my
normal.
Own little twisted way. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like in our girl world, you're normal.
That's right. But
oh,
I think
my God.
We have
in any. Oh, go ahead, honey.
I think we have to be a little bit normal, because the world is so crazy. We got to kind of balance it out.
Right. Oh my gosh. So, Sage, is that your background?
Might be. What are you hearing?
I'm hearing just a bunch of background noise. It must be. I think that's Sage.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear
it. Okay. Well, we'll just, you and I will go ahead and we'll go on here. So, you're down in Florida, and what makes you down in Florida? Are you down there shooting? What are you doing down there?
No, right. This is just a pleasure trip. This is just get some sunshine, hit the swingers club, get naughty, and have fun.
You said pleasure.
Eat, drink, and have sex.
I love it. This is why you and I have to get together.
Yes.
Yummy and Velvet.
Absolutely.
Well, it'd be like a
yes.
Sage wants to come.
Sage wants to come.
You're welcome to come.
Okay, cool. Don't leave me out.
Exactly. It's a little noisy
the
there,
merrier.
Sage.
No.
It's a little bit. background. It's a little noisy. Just a tap. So, you're down there in Florida, and you're going to your class. So, when you're there, partake in all the yumminess of other couples, or do you kind of stay for yourself and do your thing?
No, I know so many people down here, so I usually hang with quite a few people, and I just, you know what, it's always fun meeting new people and just having a blast.
I love it, love it. I've done the swingers up here in San Diego and had a blast with them, but I haven't done it anywhere else.
Oh, well, Florida at Fort Lauderdale has one of the best swingers clubs around, Trapeze. It's
really?
Just phenomenal. Yeah. And it's like a nightclub. You can dance, you can eat, you can drink, and then when you're ready, you just go back, you get naked, throw on a towel, and pick and choose who you want to play with.
So you just basically, you go back and naked and just fuck.
Yep.
Fun.
Sometimes I watch. You know, you get turned on a little bit. It's the voyeur in me as well.
That's how I am. I'm the same way. If I'm watching, like, a couple or I'm watching a girl, that's what really gets me going and turns me on. And, like, I like to get that visual.
Yeah.
I'm a visual girl. What about you, Sage?
Absolutely.
I'm visual, too, especially with the ladies.
Right?
We keep you guilty.
I was at the swingers club, and there was a couple in a private room, but they had the door open. She was riding him.
Yeah.
She was on her phone texting, and I'm thinking, okay, either she's really busy or he's a really bad fuck.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm
seriously?
Not. Seriously. She's riding him, cowgirl, with her phone, texting. And he's just kind of lying there. And I'm like, okay, I can't believe
this. Oh, my gosh. That's almost as bad as a girl on webcam who is fucking her toy. And she's on her phone while she's fucking it and trying to engage the audience.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just going to act like I'm having fun while I'm texting. And hopefully somebody else will come into my chat room. Okay, here we go.
Wow. I didn't even know you could take your phones in those places.
Well, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to, but I guess she did. You know, so sometimes the girls take their little purses with all their stuff in there. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, because
she's obviously there for the wrong reason.
Right.
Miss Sexy Velvet, I have to ask you, what is the one thing you enjoy doing the most? Do you enjoy doing shooting, doing the swingers, doing the lift? I mean, what's the one thing that turns you on the most out of everything you do?
Out of all the stuff I do, I don't know. I mean, I love the pipe job. I love the glory hole. I think that the anonymity of the glory hole is quite dirty, nasty. And, it's really loud.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Sage.
Yeah.
Sage, are you there? Okay, the background noise is so loud I can barely hear Velvet.
Okay.
I think that's coming from the salon. It's, like, so loud.
Yeah, because I didn't hear half of your question there. I wasn't sure. Did you hear any of my answers?
I didn't hear the background noise. Okay, I don't hear the noise, so I'll hang up and call back when it's not so loud in here.
Okay, awesome. Okay, that'd be perfect. Thank you, honey. I love you, Sage.
All right,
okay,
love you.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Sexy. Okay.
I hope that that's what it was, and not that there's some other noise, and now we've told her to go.
Oh, no. She's actually at the hair salon getting her hair done.
Oh, okay. So that's
and that,
what that
yeah,
noise
and
is.
So, yeah, and I was like, okay, I hear hair dryers, I hear, like, all this stuff going on. So I was like, no, I'm like, this is, yeah, I want to hear you. And I can't hear you.
Yeah.
I want to hear that sexy voice of yours. Because one day, one day, everybody
yeah,
listens.
We have to
I
cam.
Want,
we do have to
oh,
cam together. Absolutely.
Oh, my Lanta. The blonde
yeah.
and the brunette camming together, getting really, really yummy, sexy. Two MILFs in the same room? Are you kidding
I know.
Me?
I don't know. The cameras may melt, honey.
I know, seriously. Or the cocks are going to fall off and we're going to have vaginas everywhere.
That's funny.
I love it.
I love that. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, I need to hear your answer. So when it comes to, you know, shooting scenes and doing your webcam and doing, you know, all of your taboo and the yummy, you know, clubs, what's the one thing that really, really gets your vagina steamy hot? Oh, whoops, I said vagina, sorry.
Well, I'd probably have to say, you know what, everything gets me really hot. I think the swingers clubs probably do it more because I'm right there. So you've got that whole visual going on. You've got the sounds, you know, you can hear
right.
when the girls are squirting and all of that. I love my cam stuff. I just do. I have so many great shows that I do with so many great guys. I almost feel like they're part of my family. But I also enjoy going to the adult theaters and doing my glory hole because that's kind of really high on the taboo thing. So, you know,
right.
you're sitting behind a wall and somebody sticks their cock through. You have no idea who they are, and it's kind of hot.
Okay, I will tell you, I've only done glory hole for porn. I've never actually been to like a club or whatever where they actually do that. Holy biscuits.
No. Yeah, I do that. Like, I send out a
how do you know which cock to choose? Like is there a bunch of holes and there's a bunch of
No. It's just one hole and it's just basically pick a number and one after the other they go in and out.
Wowzers. Oh,
so that's
my
that's kind of hot. Because you see everything. I've seen huge to small to I don't even know what to do with it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, everybody listening, this is Miss Sexy Velvet Sky. She's a Canadian MILF, and she is just, like, just awesome. I love her, and I love her personality. I'm totally digging you. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to make it happen. I don't care how
yes.
or when
yes,
it's going to happen.
Yes.
It will.
Yes.
Our cam, oh, my gosh. We would have the hottest cam show ever.
I think so. I think, and you know what? And we probably would care less about that because we'd be having so much fun. I mean, it would be running, but that would be all on the side.
Right, exactly. And see, and that's how I am because I'm very, very picky. I've only cammed with a couple people in my 5 years of being on StreamMate, and I am so picky with who I choose to work with. And they have to have, you know, the same kind of personality and same. You know what I mean? It's like there has to be a connection. You have to feel like you just gotta know what you're feeling. If you're not feeling it,
that's right.
It ain't gonna work.
And you have to have a sense of humor and some fun at it too, because you got to be able to laugh at certain at certain things that happen and things that go wrong, or you know, even just crack a joke. And that's why I love
right.
the camming just because
and
of that.
Knowing you, I'd be doing a cam show with you, and all of a sudden there's a hole through my wall, and we're doing a glory hole show, and I've got this cock coming through. I'd be like, where the fuck did that come from?
You can rent a glory hole. It comes, like, you can set it up, so we could actually do that.
Oh, my Lanta, that would be the most insane. I don't think I've seen that one yet on a cam show.
Yes. I had like a podcast that I did a couple of years ago called The V Show, And I actually had a glory hole wall there. And I never forget, there were guys on there that said, oh, my God, we want to come, we want to come, we want to come, we want to be in the glory hole. And then they chickened out at the end. They just couldn't do it. They just, they laughed. They couldn't do it.
Oh, my God. It's so funny you say that because I actually had somebody that I wanted to cam with, and this was about 4 years ago. And the guy was totally into it, and he was like, oh, my gosh, I really want to cam with you, Sammy. Like, I'm such a huge fan, this and that. And this is before I ever started shooting and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And the mother trucker, he, like, totally got freaked out. He's like, 2 hours before he came over to my place, and 2 hours before he's like, I can't do it. There's no way. I can't show my dick on cam. There's just no. I'm like, wow.
And I always laugh at that. And I go, you really think somebody's going to recognize your dick on the camera? I go, seriously? Is it that famous?
Oh, my gosh.
But what I did was I had a contest. Whoever would come on my show, and I had a professional come and have their balls waxed on my show, I would cook dinner for them.
Oh, my God, I love it.
And let me tell you, I have never in my life laughed so hard. When that first strip of hair came off, and he didn't say a word, but he just flinched. And there was so much hair on that strip. And the guys, I don't know if they know what waxing is like, but it was, I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. I literally held it up on my face and go, look, I got a mustache now.
Oh, my Lanta. So I have to ask you. Okay, so you had guys and you waxed them, their balls,
no,
their whatever.
I had a professional come and do it because I don't know how to do it. So I wanted that to be done by a professional. And the one guy came, and it was phenomenal. I really have to say kudos to him for doing that.
Oh, my gosh. That is insanely crazy. Holy biscuits. So how many guys were – you know, enjoying that experience? Well, I hope they enjoyed it. If not, they're probably screaming like little babies.
Well, I only did it with the one guy once, because I don't think that the guys actually got as much enjoyment out of it as the girls did watching it.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I only had that once, but it was a lot of fun. I had body painters on and all kinds of stuff. It was just a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what it's
that
like,
is,
right?
Oh, heck yeah. But, okay, so the guy, what did he get in return after he was being waxed?
I cooked him a homemade dinner.
Oh, you did?
I did, yes.
Did he get your
him.
Vagina? Did he get your
he
vagina?
He did, yes. Yes, that was dessert.
Okay, so he got the ultimate prize.
I had to throw it in after he went through all of that problem, all that trouble of getting waxed. And we only did one side because he said he couldn't handle the other. So the poor guy went home with just having one side smooth.
Oh, my gosh, I absolutely love it. That is freaking amazing. Okay, I don't know if I can actually do that. I don't know if I can actually do a waxing show with guys because I would probably feel bad.
I know you wouldn't. Come on. Oh, yeah, I would.
No, I would. I would start cringing. Like, I would cringe like a little baby. Like, now, if I was mad at somebody, then I'd have no problem. But
yeah.
I don't know if I... Oh, wow.
I did cringe at first, and then I found the humor in it because it was like, you know what, we go through this all the time for you guys. It's nice to see a guy, you know, step up and do it for
right.
us.
Oh, my Lanta. That is awesome. Love it. So you're down in Florida right now, everybody.
Yeah.
She is down in Florida. And she's enjoying the Swingers Clubs, Miss Velvet Sky. And you, I have to say, are a little naughtier than what I expected, and I'm loving it. So if I, if and when you and I are put together to do a cam show, I might have my freaking match met with you, sister. Like,
oh,
yeah.
look forward to it. Look at world.
Oh boy, I'm telling you what she is. Like, and you are, like, you are just so, like me, just down to earth, and you're just fun, and you really keep everything, like, oh, how do you say? Okay, so there's some women out there, you know, do the same things we do. And they,
yeah.
you know, they got attitudes, and they're just, you know what they are, which, you know, I hate to
yes.
say bitches. They're bitches.
Yes.
and you are so far from that. What keeps you so grounded with everything you've done and what you're still doing? What? How do you,
you know
stay
what?
So
I think,
real?
I think you just have to see the humor in everything. And that's basically what it is. I mean, you know what it's like in the cam world. You have guys come in, they're
right.
just rude. And I try to, my goal at that point when they come in and they say, you know, you're old, you're wrinkly, whatever, I try, my goal is at that point to make that guy laugh and have him book a show with me. And I have to say, I've got a 90% success rate of all of these guys who, you know, come in and are really rude. And I have no issues, you know, not that I have an attitude towards them, but like if somebody comes in and says something negative about me, I'll just turn it around. And usually the guys in the room are already sticking up for me, which makes me laugh. Or I'll say to them, you know what? Why don't you get naked in front of your mirror and take a long, hard look at yourself? And if you look like,
right?
you know, like you did when you were in your teens, kudos to you. I applaud you. Turn on that camera and show me.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And you know what? That really is true. And one of the things I found with, you know, cam modeling, we have haters. We
oh.
have haters out of the kazoo. Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
and you know what?
I just
laugh at that, though. I mean, you know, I've done nothing wrong to these people, you know, and sometimes they're in a bad mood, and I, you know, or somebody says something, I go, you know what? I didn't ask you to come into my room. Shall I show you the door? So.
Oh,
you know, I've seen
yeah.
those some of the girls get really upset and freak out on these guys, and I don't think that's you know that's not my way of handling things. You know, I just try to see the humor in everything, and some guys don't appreciate my humor, and I'm probably not as funny as I think I am at some times, but still I go with what I find funny. Like I have a guy who comes in, his name is Marco, and he comes into the chat room and he right away goes, I know, polo, right? It's just because that's the joke that I always had with him. He comes in and I go, hey, Marco, and then I go, polo.
That is so funny you say that because I, I do the same thing. I have a Marco that comes into my chat room, and when he comes in, I'm
probably
like, hey, Marco,
guy.
Polo. Probably.
Next time I'll say to him, I go, you've been cheating on me with Sammy?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we are way too much alike. Okay, crazy. Crazy. I'll say to my guys, I'll be like, are you cheating on me? Because so-and-so said you were in their room. Love it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I do this thing when I haven't seen one of the guys in a while, and I'll go, have you been cheating on me?
Yeah. Oh, my Lanta. So how often, then, are you on your webcam? Like,
I'm usually on Monday to Friday. I try to get on for a couple hours in the morning. I'm usually on at least from like 11 to 2 every morning. And, yeah, and then I try to get on some evenings or afternoons as well. It all depends if somebody has, you know, emailed me if they want a private Skype show or whatever. I try to accommodate as best as possible. So.
Right.
And sometimes I'll I'll have. Go on.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, you go ahead and finish. Go ahead.
No, and sometimes I'll just have, you know, like I'm a night flirt as well. I'll just have night flirt running in the background, and I'll just go about my regular business. And if the phone rings, it's like, woohoo!
Oh, right. Oh, my gosh. So you do, okay, so you do, you know, a couple different sites. So you do StreamMate, and then, or the cammodels.com, and then you also do the Skype. So what do you, as a cam model, prefer? Do you prefer doing the live cam shows on, you know, the cam models, or is your preference more of being, you know, on Skype? Because there's a lot of girls that, honestly, that are brand new, they don't know how to run a Skype show, and they've been burned so many times by people they've done Skype shows with.
You know what? I think the guys I have on my Skype shows, they have, I don't know how to put it, they have particular tastes and certain needs, and they're not going to be the guys that will go on to a cam site and say, hey, do you do this kind of thing? So I think just from reading my Twitter posts or whatever, they know that that's what I'm into, and then they've contacted me and say, you know, do you do this? Do you do that? And I'm like, yeah. I personally love cam models. I just think it's so much fun. You're in that chat room. You get a good vibe going, right? Especially if you're doing a gold show, right? And then you book to do a gold show, and then the other guys are, come on, you know, and then you do, like, you know, you do a prize for the highest tipper, and all of a sudden they're outbidding each other, and it's like, well, yeah, I like it.
Right? Oh, my gosh. You are so freaking cute. I absolutely love it. So then also, what is a good piece of advice that you could give to new cam models? Because, you know, you've established yourself. You do very well. People know who you are. And, you know, like, even when I was tweeting, when we first started tweeting about you coming on the show, people were like, oh, my gosh. And when I was working night before last, I was on cam, and I had talked about, I said, yeah, I'm going to have Velvet Sky, you know, on. And one of my friends, he had sent back a tweet, and he's like, holy shit, I absolutely love Velvet Sky. You know, and so it's great to see that, you know, you built your name up. You worked really hard. People know who you are. So for new girls out there, or even established models that are having a hard time building up their name, what kind of advice could you give to them?
Well, you know what? It really comes down to treat every customer, client, whatever you want to call them, that comes in there as, you know, he could be a long time returning person, and you want them to come back and often. And, you know, like, I just try to, everybody that comes in, I greet them, because if I go somewhere and somebody says, hey, how are you? I'm right away like, oh, okay, this is cool. And this is the one thing that I've heard from a lot of guys that have joined StreamMate, where they go, wow, I've never been greeted by anybody before. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, that's odd. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm also a little bit on the kinky and the voyeuristic side. So a lot of the girls nowadays don't want the cam to cam, which I don't understand, because I like looking at these guys. I like seeing what they look like. And I'm always, you know, and they're like, really? I can turn it on? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and
pan that camera nice and slow. I want to see all of you.
I want to see you stroking that cock, and I want to see your face going down your freaking body.
I want to see that
body.
Big load you've got for me.
Exactly. Or not only that, like, you're into kinky stuff too, and so am I. And so when guys are fucking their ass, and I'm just like, well, shit, you're fucking your ass, let me fuck mine. I'm like, enjoying every minute. I'm like, okay, it's on like Donkey Kong. Let's do this.
That's right. Yeah. But really, the only advice I can give is, you know what? Respect the guys, and you will get respect back. And just treat them the way you would want to be treated. And that's all. And have a good sense of humor, and don't get pissed off, because if they see that they've pushed that button, you are done. You're done.
Oh, my gosh. And and this is what I say all the time. You know, these guys, like, I had a gentleman, and he's still one of my VIP customers, like, and this was 5 years ago. He literally sat in my chat room and would keep coming in for almost a year. And he finally bought an exclusive show for me, and he would go in for like an hour at a time. And this guy loves, you know, everything that we do so much that he keeps coming back. So I tell girls, I'm like, you know, us girls, guys, men, you, who, whatever you are, whoever you are, your webcamming, we are the candy store. And
that's right.
If they are, and if they're searching for that candy and they want to find it, it might take 1 week, it might take 1 year, but do not block those people that don't go into your show right then and there, because you're going to lose so much business. And girls don't get it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? Like I said, if somebody is really rude to me, then I try to find the humor in it, and I try to turn it around so that everybody's laughing.
Right.
Although, like I said, nine times out of ten, somebody says something nasty about me, everybody else in the room will jump in on him. But, like, I'll just turn it around, and I go, yeah. I go, but, you know, like if somebody says, oh, you know, you got a fat ass or whatever, I go, yeah, but I can fix that. You can't fix your attitude, right? So you kind of got to turn it around. Get a little chuckle going there, everybody else, you know. And then either they're gonna laugh or they're gonna say, you know what? Okay, yeah, I guess I better change my attitude.
That is so funny. And honestly, I'd say 98% of the time when somebody's talking crap like that, it's another model who's pissed off because you're having a good day and you have more traffic in your room than they do. And that's
and you know what? And it's a shame that that's what it comes down to. It really is. And
right?
And it cracks me up sometimes. I'm like, okay, you know what? I go, if you're coming in here to, you know, to stir some crap up, that's fine. You do it on your own time. I'm just going to ignore you because I don't need it, right?
Serious.
But there are a lot of girls and that are, you know, checking out, what are you doing, what are you doing, what's she doing, what she got that I don't have. You know what, if that's how you base your life, like, what does she have that I don't have, you're never going to make it in the cam world. You got to find your own little thing and go with it, you know.
You know what? 200% like right.
The girls on there, you get everything from A to Z. So every absolute every need is met there.
Yes,
and
you,
and you know what?
Do.
And if somebody says to me, you know, do you do like I don't know, I can't think of anything right now, but they'll ask me, do you do this? I'm always very honest. I will say, you know what? No, I really, that's not something that I prefer to do. I'm sure you'll find somebody else on the site that will do this. These are my strengths, but that's not really mine. And I find if you're honest with them, they will come back for whatever needs
you
fit
know what,
in
they
there.
They totally do. They really
yeah.
do. Because I remember the first time when I first started camming, and and I had a guy come into my room, and he's like, do you do CEI? And I'm thinking to myself, what the fuck is CEI?
Yeah, I love that. The acronyms. Well,
yeah,
I have
right?
to ask them, what the hell is
yeah. that? That's what, yeah. And I was like, well, but see, my mistake was at the time, because I was like brand new, and I was like, oh, yeah, I do that. And so the guy takes me into a private show, and he turns on his camera, and here he is. He's eating his cum, and I was like, he's like, well, aren't you going to tell? And I'm like, first time I'd ever seen a guy do that. You know, this is years ago, and I was like, he's like, oh, you really didn't know what that meant. I was like, no, I'm sorry. I said, I just assumed it was something, you know, like something you wanted me to do with myself.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I have guys come in, and they'll say something, and I'm like, I probably know what it is, but I've never heard it in that term before. Can you just explain what it is, right? Because I forget, but it's true. Like, they come up with some acronyms that are mind-blowing sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, yes, they do. They sure do. But you are so right. It's like, we just, and now, you know, now I'm just like, okay, you know what? I've never heard of that one. Can you give me a little, you know, information here? And let me know what I'm throwing, you know, what you're going to be throwing down so I can be flipping it up, because I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And they're cool with that. And then, you know, and then you can say, oh, yeah, I do that. I just didn't know what that meant, right? But I find you have to be honest with them. You have to be honest with them. You have to say, yeah, no, yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because you're right. Like, I've had, you know, in the past where I've had guys who have had certain fetishes, like smoking and whatnot, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I smoke, but, you know, I only smoke cigars every once in a while, but
yeah.
I don't smoke them in my room. And I, when I was new at camming, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll smoke, yeah. And I go in there, and he's like, well, where's your cigarettes? And I'm like, oh,
exactly,
you wanted
yeah.
me to do it right now? And he's like, click, he was gone.
Yeah.
Never saw the monster again. And so it's like,
yeah
just so sometimes, you know, some of the girls, they'll definitely be like, oh, yeah, I do this, I do that, I do this, I do that. And then when the guys go into the chat room, they're sitting there on their cell phone, and they don't do anything.
That's right, yeah,
I love
all the talkers in the chat room. Oh, do you want new tits? I'll buy you some new tits. I go, well, these are still my originals, but I'll gladly take a new pair if you're paying for it. And then I'm sure that there's a lot of young girls out there that really believe it and will do all the stuff that the guys want them to do for it. And, of course, it's all, you know, I always say, yeah, dude, I wasn't born yesterday.
Right? Yeah, speaking of, because, like, you know, I have to get mine replaced here next month or in May. And I'm just like, yeah, and I've got guys, like, the other night when I was on, I had one guy, he's like, I will totally pay for your surgery. And I'm like, oh, I bet you would. And he's like, yeah,
and
if
then,
you want to meet
and
me
I
for
go,
a night.
Here's my post office box. Send the check, and we'll
right?
talk one time
right?
about the money. I love
like,
it. I love the guy.
Do you want me to send you the doctor info? Because you can just pay for it right there through your, you know, your debit account.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's his information. This is my name. Just put a deposit under my name.
Right? And it's so interesting that you bring up the fact of cam models, you know, listening to a lot of what guys say. And there's a lot of cam models that have gotten hurt and actually believed so many things from these guys, and they go on trips or think they're going on trips, and you cam models out there listening, do not listen to what every man or woman says to you because of the fact that you could end up dead, and it has happened.
Yeah.
There was a girl, this was, I don't know if it was like 10 years ago or whatever, some girl actually met a guy that she met off of camming and went, I think it was Caribbean or something. I can't remember. I'd have to, like, totally. I'm not going to, like, get really in-depth, but I know she met the guy, you know, flew with him, and she never came back, and she never lived to tell her story. So, girls, be careful.
Yeah.
Don't believe everything.
You have to be careful, but it's more that they want you to lower your price, you know. Oh, we'll tip you. We'll give you a big tip. And I was like, okay, well, show me the money. I want to see the tip first. And I'm not talking your cock.
Or it's like you're doing a show, and the guys will be like, "Well, can't we do a $0 gold show?" And I'm like, "Huh? Okay. Let's see. You want to pay for my tits, but you want a $0 gold show? Okay, you're hot. Yeah, nope, not happening, Gavin." Like you came into
true.
The wrong chat room.
Yeah, it's crazy. But sometimes the gold shows are so much fun too, that when you get a group of guys and they're kind of talking amongst themselves as well.
Oh,
and
I love
they're
that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, let's get her to do that. Let's get her to do that. Because I have a monkey rocker, a fucking machine for those that don't know what that is. And during my gold shows, I will always say, this is the one and only time you can tell me to go fuck myself. So get it out of your system now.
Oh, my Lanta. You know what's so funny is I'll have friends that'll, you know, I'll be joking with because I'm such a smartass. And they'll be like, you know what, just go fuck yourself. And I'll be like, okay, I will be in a couple hours when I'm on cam.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, hello.
That's right.
Like, you can tell me to go fuck myself, and I won't even get mad at you because I literally am going to go fuck myself.
That's right. And I'm going to be enjoying it.
Seriously, every freaking pump of my pussy I will be enjoying.
That's right. I mean, where else can you have a job where every day, you really don't have the same thing on any given day.
Right?
There's always going to be somebody new, some crazy request, you know. Do you have a cake at home? I'll give you a big tip if you sit on it. No, I don't have a cake, but I will most definitely go and purchase one if you'd like to give me a deposit on that tip first.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I've heard some. What's the craziest request that you've ever heard, like, during webcam? Like, what's
okay, the craziest, and it's not even like kinky crazy or anything like that, but I had one client who paid me, and all he wanted me to do was stay dressed, but just go putt, 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 putt for like 15 minutes. Do you know how hard that is to do? But I was just like, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, really? That's it? And he goes, yeah, just say putt, 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 and that's all it was. And I'm like, okay. But I got a big tip for it at the end.
No, I had. It's so funny you say that, because I had a guy that wanted me to do, like, what do you call that?
Yeah.
Like,
yes, yeah.
Clicking
when you,
with your
yeah,
tongue.
Yes. Did he make you snap your fingers too?
Yes.
I know who it is.
Yes. And I'm like 30 minutes into this, and I'm like, babe, my tongue is getting really, really tired right now. And he's like,
yeah.
Okay, can you just keep snapping for me? And just like,
yeah.
Just keep snapping. I'm like, okay, I can do the snapping, but my tongue feels like it's going to fall off.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah, the finger snapping and then the clicking of the tongue, yeah.
Or the balloon popping, that's like an interesting one.
Yeah.
Balloon popping, it is an interesting one. Let's see, what else?
Do you have the guy who likes to look at the cavities, at your cavities in your mouth?
I have not ever had that one.
Yes. Really, really nice guy. And he's always, I have to put on a bright red lipstick and then open my mouth really wide. He likes yawning
and looking
at cavities. Yeah.
I haven't had that one. I've had the armpit guy who loves to lick my armpit. He is so into the armpits. And I've had him one time say, please don't shave. And I'm like, no. I'm like,
oh, no. Ain't going to happen, honey.
I'm like, no, ain't happening, Captain.
Okay, but when you said an interesting show was one where I sold the guy my panties, and then he actually did a show with me while he had my panties on.
Oh, I like that. I've only had guys who've sent me pictures of them coming in my panties. I have sent them. I haven't had one do them live with me yet.
Oh yeah, no. And that brings me to another show where it was a cam to cam show, and as he was camming with me, his wife came home, and what he did was, I guess he shut off my part of it so that she couldn't see me, but he forgot to turn it off. And of course, me being voyeur, I wanted to see where this is going. I wanted to see if she was going to beat him up or something for being on a campsite and spending money. So I was kind of eavesdropping a little bit, and it was quite funny. What are you doing? Oh, nothing. This site just, I don't know, came up out of nowhere. I'm trying to figure out how to get it off the computer.
Oh my gosh. That's, I think, my most interesting one that I've ever had was, I'm sitting there doing my thing, having fun on cam, and this guy, he's got his lights down low, he's got his headphones in, and his laptop sitting in front of him, and he's stroking his cock under the cover, you know, doing his thing, going to town, and he's typing, you know, and how you guys do one-handed typing the way you do it, I give you kudos. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? I'm like, you guys are definitely talented. And so he's sitting there stroking, and all of a sudden I see something move next to him. And I said, dude, I said, what's that? I said, something just moved behind you. And he goes, oh, my wife is sleeping. And I was like,
Are you kidding me?
I am serious. And he was like 23 years old. And all of a sudden, she rolls over and sees my picture. I got a toy in my vagina. She slams the computer shut. Never heard from the guy again.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
I think that was my most interesting cam show ever. I still to this day wonder if he's okay or if she... What happened to his cock? Because she slammed that computer so quick that...
Maybe they're still trying to get a piece of his foreskin out of it.
Oh, my gosh. You are absolutely, totally, completely amazing. I thank you so much for calling into the show and spending this
time
with me.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast. I had a great time.
It's been amazing. But I want you to give yummy shout-outs for everywhere everybody can find you. You know, your Twitter, your Skype, everything. Go ahead. Blast out there, sexy mama.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Velvet Sky. It's SKYE. I'm on Instagram, Velvet_Sky. I'm on Tumblr, Velvet_Sky. I'm also on Skype at Velvet_Sky. And on Facebook, I have a fan page, The Real Velvet Sky. I think that covers them all.
I do use
Twitter a lot, and if you follow me, I always try to follow back, and I tweet with everybody.
You know what? I try to follow back everybody, too. The only ones that I don't follow back, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you have an egghead, can you just, like, create an Abby? Just, like, put up some picture. I don't care if it's a tree. I want to feel like it's kind of a real thing. I don't care. It could be
right?
It's like I don't like to follow the eggheads for some reason. I don't know.
And if you're gonna send a picture of your cock, then please attach a whole body to it.
Thank you.
I don't wanna just see your cock. Otherwise, when you ask me what I think of it, I'm gonna say you're a dick.
I love that. Also, you guys can catch her on her webcam show, Velvet Sky.
Yes.
That's VelvetSkye.cammodels.com. You got to check
that out. That's
right.
I forgot that one. The most important one.
That's okay.
I'm on Night Flirt as well, Velvet Sky 69.
There you go. See, we got this whole 69 thing going on, sister. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I know. It's great. Nothing wrong with 69.
Better than a 69er. Oh my gosh, everybody, I want you to thank Miss Sexy Velvet for coming out and joining us. And you can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69, and of course, you know, you can find me here live every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Dollhouse Radio. And follow Dollhouse Radio at Dollhouse_Radio on Twitter. Also, my cam link is Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And my feature webcam show that will be coming up on CamCity.com, which I need to talk to you about, Velvet, because you will love it. It'll be worth it for you to do it. I'm going to be tweeting that out. That's going to be on CamCity.com. April 4th will be another one of my feature shows on CamCity.com. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much. And Sage Montana, I hope your hair is looking absolutely fabulous right now.
Yes. Tweet a picture. We want to see it.
And I know, right? I can't wait to see what it looks like because she just cut it all off. I'm thinking, shit, if I take all my extensions out, I would feel totally fucking naked, like taking my tits out.
Oh, I'm sure she's going to look hot, especially short and red. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. And she's, oh, my gosh. I just adore that girl. She's freaking amazing. So awesome,
yeah.
Velvet. I love you, girl. And I cannot wait. We're going to have to talk after the show.
Absolutely.
Or not tonight, but I mean, Yeah, we'll talk here soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
We will.
All right, Mama. Have a fabulous evening.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, darling.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.